What I absolutely love about living in an apartment building and recording outside or inside of a closet is that when your delivery food makes it to you and they ring the doorbell and your dog turns into a wild hyena. Good morning, New York City and beyond. This is Lila. And I'm Lalita. And that might be confusing because you might think, wow, those names are really similar. Thanks, Sherlock. You are correct. This is Lila, a musical podcast about making your dreams come true. And I'm Lila, your hostess with the mostest, talking about everyday things that make us smile, astrology, often with bad singing and bad accents. And really the intention is joy in your inbox. So in today's conversation, I am really looking for a lowball topic. Lowball isn't quite the right word. Really looking for something easy to speak about. And I thought, what topic could be easier than speaking about something I dearly, dearly, dearly hold so close to my heart? Not many of you know this. I am actually a champion napper. Today's conversation is going to be about naps. Naps, not nappy, naps, N-A-P to the S, naps. I often find that when I start with one idea, it snowballs into 15 other ones, and then suddenly, sometimes if I'm really lucky, somehow reach the end of the conversation feeling like, wow, I've said something spectacular. That happens about 1% of the time, so if you're lucky enough to be listening to this during that 1%, I'm deeply appreciative. And always, it's a success because I have so much fun doing this. So what are we talking about with naps? I'm talking about the real good kind. Some people don't love naps. Other people are obsessed with them. For me, I will take naps, and stay tuned because I'm going to link this to a profound point by the end. For me, I really like taking naps as a way to rest during the day. I find it really easy to sleep during the day. And sometimes when people say nap and they say, I nap for 10 minutes, that's a joke. To me, I can easily nap for like 3 hours. I find it really easy to nap during the day. And why are naps such a special grandma-like thing? Well, I think there's a reason that grandmas and grandpas take lots of naps. I think there's a reason that young children take naps. And there are lots of cultures around the world that respect rest as a break throughout the day. And yet, for whatever reason, in American Western culture, naps are seen as this sort of frivolous, youthful, or elderly type thing. And the elderly, I don't really think, are largely respected. It's not seen as like sexy wisdom to be old. It's not a compliment. So I don't think naps are seen as like this sexy thing. However, it is seen as potentially luxurious, frivolous, and a non-necessity. And maybe even some shame coming along with it. So if you're an avid napper, you might naturally adopt these feelings of, well, am I being lazy? Well, am I not being productive enough? Is this not sexy because I'm supposed to be this active, ambitious person? Maybe that's not the case for you. Maybe you don't think the way I do, in which case, congrats, and leave in the comments below how it is that you view things. And then on the younger side, when you're very, very small and you're given the chance to rest and have periodic naps, it's an invitation to pause. It's an invitation to rest and maybe even to give the caretakers a break because kids have so much energy. And then there's this median part of our life in which we're somehow expected to not nap. And I think that's absolutely ridiculous. Because as we increase in our service towards others, and now a nap is really, in this case, symbolic for rest. I love a good nap. As a highly sensitive person, I require and thrive off really amazing sleep, and my body loves it. Rest can really be any type of pause, any allowance for the body to fully go into restorative rest and relaxation mode. So my bigger question in this, which I was not embarking on talking about when I hit record, is the importance and the question around why do we forget symbolically and even practically about midday rest as adults? Why is it that naps are seen as something that only small children do or the elderly? Is it related to control? Because as children, You're forced to nap often. You might be really tired and you often have an outside force inviting you, telling you to take a nap, to take a siesta. On the other side, when you're elderly, it's often seen lack of control in the sense of maybe you fall asleep uncontrollably, or this idea that you're old and maybe your life just doesn't have that much purpose anymore, so you can sleep and do whatever you want, which implies this lack of interest in life or falling asleep, really not at will, uncontrollably so. So in these moments when we have the ability to choose, to create what it is that nourishes us the most, this concept of eliminating friction in our lives through restoration, through supporting ourselves, through restoring ourselves, what is it about a metaphorical pause that we so resist, that we so frown upon? And if you don't believe me that it's frowned upon, if you don't have enough judgment, even yourself, to what I'm speaking about, I would encourage you today to go tell 5 people that you took a nap. Just let the people know, you know, I took a nap today. And make it a real audacious one. Tell them you slept for like 3 hours. You just went crazy and napped your ass off. Then don't say anything after that. What were their reactions? How did they respond to you or not respond? And listen for the things that aren't being spoken. Listen for the things that are not being spoken. Because within the subtext is, in my opinion, as much as in what is said as is in what isn't spoken, are a culture's values and what it is that we prioritize and what we use as leverage to be seen as more powerful and more authoritarian. What I absolutely love about living in an apartment building and recording outside or inside of a closet is that when your delivery food makes it to you, and they ring the doorbell, and your dog turns into a wild hyena. This is one of my favorite parts of recording from home. So returning forward to the concept of napping control and allowing ourselves to rest. Napping, to me, is not seen as a power move, not at least in Western culture. It can, however, be seen as a particularly big power move when it is that, again, one seems to assert control over their life. So if you have enough authority and enough wealth and enough influence that, wow, you can take a nap during the day and your authority is already established, then great. However, for most people, taking a nap is seen as something that is frowned upon, that there is judgment placed on you for doing that. And so my question and the real only thing that I wish to that it interrupted, food definitely interrupted this train of thought, there's peace in knowing that we can create a daily routine or a lifestyle, a circumstance to the best of our ability that truly serves us. And so in a world that frowns upon napping, which frowns upon midday rest, my question is why? And a midday rest could be not just sleeping, it could be a break to meditate. It could be allowing yourself to follow the natural flow of your energy. And my feeling on this is that it really goes back to control. In the areas where we see or where we fear having the least amount of control, we choose culturally to do things that often seem very harsh and very extreme in one direction. So for the older person that falls asleep uncontrollably, well, you're old and you fall asleep and you probably, you know, piss on yourself. And I don't say that to be offensive. I say that reflecting a cultural perception of the elderly. And if you're young, it's the same thing. You fall asleep uncontrollably, but in this case, you really need to be forced. So either and or and both lack a sense of control. So why is it then seemingly when we have the most choice and the most autonomy, do we choose not to pause? Do we choose not to reflect? Is it because we're less present? Is it because we are carrying more weight mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally? And those pauses invite us to face that. The truth is that, like an overinflamed or overinflated balloon, the breaks that we take are like small little holes that we pierce into the pressure that is in that balloon. And it releases the air from it, which allows, by the end of the day, that pressure that we felt, that balloon, that weight, over time decreases and no longer exists, or at the very least is very minimal. So at a time when we have the most control, theoretically, over our lives, when we have the ability to make decisions that are in our own best interest, when there isn't the authority of parents as children or of nearing death or physical incapacity in old age? What benefits are there to rest and to give ourselves the benefit of daily ritualistic pause? Now, for me, I love a good nap and I will continue to nap, and it does my body and my spirit good. And for you, it could be meditation. For you, it could be prayer. For you, it could be a walk around the block with your dog. What is so paramount in its importance that would have us believe that stepping away from it for even a second, for 20 minutes, for 5 minutes, to do something of which gives us absolutely no authority, except the authority in our own lives and our own well-being, that maybe doesn't look cool, and at the very least allows us to better support ourselves. These are my thoughts for today. This is Leela, a musical podcast. Musical because sometimes I sing about making your dreams come true, and I'm Lalita. Please like this, subscribe to the podcast, leave a 5-star review, and share this with all your friends and all the people that you love. I'm so grateful to have your attention, your time, and your energy, and you have an amazing, most blessed day. Thank you, and namaste.